Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another KazumaTsuri.org monthly terror podcast. I'm going to be your host today, as you've already noticed, which is a bit different than usual, but we're just going to roll with it. We're going to be talking about the month of May. Not a whole lot of news, but kind of a lot of little tiny things we're just going to glance over real quick. With me today, I have my good buddy David.
Yo.
Yarian.
What's up, guys?
And my fellow Moe boy, Link Thinks.
Moe boy is psycho!
Alright. I guess to go ahead and kick things off, let's go ahead and talk about the book club. Obviously, the book club's kind of a big attraction for the site, so let's get it out of the way first. We've commenced, or I say we've commenced because we're already done. We talked about Air in our podcast just recently. There was a delay, but we eventually got it out there. A couple of us guys went and talked about the Air route, which wraps up the discussion podcast portion of the Air Book Club. Pretty cool. What'd you guys think of the podcast?
You guys did amazing. I mean, even though I couldn't make it, that was kind of a blessing in disguise, because you really do get a whole different perspective when you're not actually on it. You're paying more attention to everyone else rather than just worrying about yourself sounding like an idiot. You guys did great.
Well, thank you.
Pachi.
Minagi was my finer work, but I did like the Air podcast a whole lot. I liked being in it.
Yeah, I did too. Air Sama and Minagi were amazing. They were really all good. I'm really proud. I think we did a good job. Definitely a nice thing, stuff to come.
Yes.
But yeah, so it was funny the delay happened. We had to release a funny little video because it was Mother's Day, so if you didn't catch that, you should go check it out. but so yeah, with that being concluded, all the Root podcasts wrapped up, there's a little final thing going on. As I'm sure most of you are aware, there's been a lot of discussion going on in the forums with all the different characters and things, because it's been the commemoration week, which is now over as of this podcast, but yeah, it was a commemoration week where all the community members got together and kind of bid farewell to Air. It was pretty cool. Did pretty good. And there's an anthology that Aspie's working on. He's titled The End of Infinity. Pretty sweet. Definitely want to look forward to that. Lots of stuff going into it. It's going to cover the whole book club and be really interesting. Definitely want to check that out. You guys excited for the anthology? It's been a long ride.
Yeah.
It's been a long ride. Lots of really cool community efforts have gone into what's going to be in there from the commemoration week and things. You guys are gonna love it. I always like to say Talent Matsuri, because it's just a thing around here that we put a word in front of Matsuri and call it a name. But yeah, just it's amazing to see how many people are just so talented on our community. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta say, I was, just the other day, I was going back through the whole fan art thread from the start, and when you're actually just, when we were doing the book club, it seemed like the trickle of fan art was kind of slow, but we got a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah,
lots of stuff for the book club. It was just that it was spread out.
I was looking at it and I saw the Aspie rice ball again and just was like, feels.
So legendary.
I was just like, oh man, it's been such a long journey. so cool. Well, I guess all that out of the way. Look forward to more book club stuff. Very, very, very fun. Couple of months. Very long, but very fun. Good times. Anyways, I guess just moving on ahead. We got actually some news just today, which is pretty exciting. Went and put an article up on it just recently, but Sekai Project released some information that our friend David is going to share with us. David, go on ahead.
Okay, Sekai Project released a production update saying that the game has been 75% translated, which is quite surprising, because considering how fast the game's being translated, it's going pretty well. From what I've seen from the production update, 5 of the routes have been completely translated, and one of them's been completely edited.
One got translated twice. That's what blew me away whenever they were like, oh yeah, Kotomi got translated for a second time. I'm like, they're really fine combing this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I gotta leave a good impression here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Key said, better be amazing or screw you.
Yeah. Lots of, it's just crazy, like, just even when I was just writing it after I just read it, writing up that article, it's just like, man, they're... It's like everything is shaping up to be very quality, and it has me very excited.
I know.
Speaking of quality, and how I said that this is like the ultimate edition of Clannad, there's another thing that David wants to share that's actually being added to the novel, which is kind of rad.
Okay, also in the production update, they said that there's going to be an interesting addition to the English release of Clannad. Apparently, there are a bunch of Japanese terms in the game that many visual novel and non-visual novel readers will find is quite strange because they're not Japanese. So they decided, why don't we put all these into a massive why don't we put all these terms into a massive encyclopedia? And they've called it Dangopedia.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Dangopedia. The Dangopedia. Woohoo! Such a cool idea. It's like TL Note Heaven.
That is, it is really nice. I remember some other visual novels have done that too, and it's it's awesome that they're actually just adding it, though. I wouldn't have expected something like that at all.
Yeah.
You think that would have been like a stretch goal or something, but they're just throwing it in there.
It's just part of the translation. I mean, they want to make sure, like you said, there's cultural references and things that people just don't really get. So instead of, you know, doing the localization thing and, like, westernizing it and making some jokes out of it, they're, like, going to translate it as it is, and then the reader can actually go and look at it and have it explained to them why it is what it is. So that's really, really, really smart. I'm very happy that they did that. Well, that's Clannad out of the way. It's pretty clear that they're going to be right on time for that October release, or fall, or whatever you want to call it. So definitely just going to have to keep an eye on that. Definitely go check out the article I put up and look at the Kickstarter update and look at all the little fine little pieces there. Very, very interesting. But moving on, we got a lot of Angel Beats news.
Hey, speaking of things getting officially released on, like, actually coming out, Angel Beats.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened. do you want to go ahead and just talk about that now, Link?
Yeah, so Angel Beats is now gold, which means that it's got its official date that it's coming out. It's set in stone.
Yes, it's happening.
We're good. It's finally happening.
Where's the GIF? It's happening.
Oh, we'll have to put that in the video.
Absolutely. This is the best. You already know I'm excited. It's funny, because, like, I had said before, like, oh, I thought the game was already gold after this delay or whatever, and it's like, no, now it's gold. I'm like, so they actually were just putting stuff in the game this whole time, which is just ridiculous. It's going to be very, 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 very clean release, I think.
Polished.
And it's going to be released June 26th.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Some of us have pre-ordered it. Some of us have pre-ordered it twice.
Twice.
You know what comes with the pre-orders, though? Million Star, our new single. This is my amazing segue. I hope you're impressed by it. Million Star, speaking of Million Star, the short version of the song was released officially on the YouTube channel there. How about that? Everybody listen to it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Nope.
Aw. Boo. Boo.
He's waiting for the long version. It's
very, very melodic Girls Dead Monsters song, I would say. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. It was very atypical. I guess I wasn't really expecting that.
It's pretty machine gun. Like, it goes quick, and it definitely goes to show that Marina has evolved quite a lot over the years. I follow her pretty closely, so I was expecting the best, and I got it.
Yeah, definitely sounds like the last song tracks more than the other GDMs.
Yeah, definitely excited for that. So you should go listen to it. if you haven't, because it's amazing, and it's you're allowed to. Don't worry, it's okay. I can't wait for the full version.
Yeah, I know. I really want to get my hands on that.
Yeah. And as Link just said, obviously, first beat went gold and everything, so it's set in stone and being released, and they've been adding all this stuff, but a little while ago, they released it. They released a character one, the trial for first beat as a disc, and usually with these demos, they release, you know, a digital version later on, which is exactly what they did. Early this month, they actually released 1.1 of the first beat trial online for everyone to get, and sadly, you know, it was on Japanese websites, so it wasn't really that easy for everyone to get it, but we had some members, you know, rehost downloads and stuff because, you know, it's freeware and everything, so very cool. A lot of people have been playing with it, and we've actually had a lot of stuff going on in regards to that, but we'll get to that later. So that's cool. If you haven't grabbed it yet, you should, because it's pretty neat to look at. If you know Japanese, then you can read it too.
Lucky you.
Lots of updates in 1.1. In 1.0, it was kind of... It looked like your standard Kivian, I guess. Like, it was pretty, and it just kind of flowed naturally. But then 1.1 comes out, and it just kind of, like, really changed the game and, like, added a lot of little animations and sound effects and cool transitions and stuff and added new sprites, and it's definitely much more polished. And this is the kind of stuff that they've been working on, you know, up to it being gold. So it's looking like it's going to be a pretty visual novel as of 1.1 for sure. So yeah, if you're interested in that, go check it out. Go give it a download and give it a little fast forward through it and look at it. Be like, oh, this is pretty, and then wait forever for it to be translated. But I guess moving on away from visual novel news, there's been some more information about the BD box release for the anime, actually, which, of course, the really important part here is the OVA, but our buddy Yarian's going to talk about that for us.
Angel Beats is getting an anime?
Surprise.
Whoa. Okay. So, yeah, of course... They announced back in December that we're getting that new OVA, Hell's Kitchen, and to go along with it, of course, we're getting a new Blu-ray box set. Just this month, they released the cover art, which seems to be done by Naga himself. And
definitely.
I gotta say,
it's very, very visual novel-esque. It's quite different from the standard anime artwork.
It's pretty sweet. Looking at it right
now, it's pretty swaggy.
You should go check it out.
Definitely should. It's really pretty. It's funny because, you know, I'll be one of those haters about the Angel Beats anime, of course, but I saw that box art and I'm just like, that anime's not good enough for that box art. That box art is nice.
It's definitely a strong incentive to pick it up. Or if nothing else, at least a strong incentive to stare at the cover.
It's a cool release because it's like,
of course.
Yeah, it's a cool release because it's like, if you hadn't actually purchased the Blu-rays previously, then well, now you can, you know, all as one and have an actual like cool collection, as opposed to just like the one disc and stuff. But yeah, so they released that cover art and they released some screenshots for the upcoming OVA, which is also pretty cool. Most people, at least that I know, would say that the OVA was the best part of that anime series. And Aizen has a little something to say about what they've been whipping up in regards to that OVA.
So speaking of the OVA, earlier last week, a 15-second anime PV of the new OVA was released. The video itself was region-locked, but it's been rehosted on the Kazamatsuri Facebook page. I've watched it. It's pretty short, but I guess it hits the right notes for hype.
There's a lot going on.
Got the Let's Operation plan.
Yeah, what was it that I think it was Yui that said it, or is either Yui or Secondhand. I haven't listened to it in a while, but somebody said like Toyota Destiny or something like
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we have quite a lot, and then there's like a scene of like TK on fire.
Yeah.
Pepe was saying, like, the whole, whenever it was released, he's like, TK is on fire! So definitely looking to be like a pretty chaotic episode, which is exactly what we would expect from an Angel Beats OVA after the first go around. And another nice little tidbit is there's lots of Momosami, lots of Iwasawa in this episode from what we can tell. So that's pretty cool. It's almost like it's a tease for the upcoming VN, you know? It's like, or the soon-to-be-out VN, kind of letting the anime viewers kind of see those characters as they are more fleshed out now. Pretty sweet.
Of course, lots of the anime viewers don't even know there's a VN.
Yeah, so. Be a fun watch. So look forward to it. But moving on, Yarian, since it's you and I speaking at this moment. To wrap up our little Angel Beats corner here, there was a little something released just recently in regards to Angel Beats and also Charlotte, but we'll get to that in a minute. So what is it? What is it, Yarian? Tell me.
Yeah, so Visual Arts has released an alarm and news app for Angel Beats and Charlotte, which continue to be grouped together.
Interesting.
So yeah, basically you get a screen of your favorite character, either Yuri or Kanade or
Hinata and Nao, I
think. Hinata and Nao, yeah, that would be them. Yeah, Nao was just added like yesterday, I think.
Which they just added her and because they just released some other Charlotte information that you also have to share with us.
But yeah, Nao wasn't on it originally because they hadn't announced her voice actor yet, which they just did a few days previously. They put up sample clips on their website and basically said, guess who the voice actors are?
It's very clever. Fun little idea.
So, of course, Kaza Matsuri took a stab at guessing, and I think we did pretty well.
Pretty good.
I think I got the two mains. They've announced is going to be voiced by Koki Uchiyama, and Nao will be voiced by Ayane Sakura. So if you don't know who those are,
you can look them up now.
Yeah, look them up right now.
Yeah.
They also announced the other characters like Jojiro and Yusa and Ayumi. So you should go check out our article about that.
You definitely want to check it out too, because obviously like Yusa's voice actor is also her singer, which is really cool and kind of fixes kind of one of the points of contention with Angel Beats that some people didn't quite like Eri Kinemura being sung or not being the singer for Yui, but rather Lisa, kind of stuff like that. So
yeah, Yusa's not going to suddenly turn into like Aoi Tada or something like that. So
yeah,
that's
cool stuff.
Good. Yeah, you should go listen to the voices too.
I'm pretty content with all the voices.
Yeah,
they all fit pretty much roughly with my mental images of them.
I really like Yusa's like counterpart voice. The fact that it's the same voice actor kind of threw me for a loop. Well, I guess it's kind of all of our individual series information. So we're gonna move to a few more broad things. Obviously, Visual Arts put up their Facebook page just recently. Their English Facebook page, Visual Arts USA.
USA!
Which has been covering pretty much key news, despite it being, you know, a Visual Arts page. They've been posting a lot of things on it and having a lot of interactions with their community, that is English-speaking community. A few little tidbits going up on there. One of them is Planetarian-related. David, you want to talk about it for a minute?
So on the Visual Arts English Facebook page, they posted a poll saying which of these two covers would you guys like to have for the Planetarian English edition. which is kind of weird considering that the English edition already has a cover, but I'm supposing this is for the American release, so... Anyway, on the Paul there were two different covers. One had a white aesthetic that was similar to previous Key stuff, and the other was a blue one full of stars. It was a really tough battle, but the blue one came through, much to many people's dismay.
Oh. Yes, there were some debates going on about which would win, but, you know, hey, majority's gonna take here, so congratulations, blue team, and I mean, it is what it is, so, you know, go check it out, it's pretty sweet.
If you don't like it, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah.
But it's always an alternative option,
But speaking of buying it, it's obviously very important that they went and did this for this physical release because they're going to be selling it at all these conventions that they're going to around the world, which is really cool.
That's not all they're selling.
It's not all they're selling, right.
They're going to all these cons and they've been promoting all their merch that they're going to be selling there, including... some super special, super expensive images from most of their games, actually. They're going to be signed, hand signed. So if you're willing to cough up all that money, this is like it's unique. There's not going to be any others made.
Yeah, and they're like. It's actually what goes into making them that, like, makes them so special. Whenever they, like, first announced, oh, we have wall scrolls that are going to be signed and they're this much money, it was like, what? But then they went and actually posted on that Facebook page, like, the actual details of what's going into these wall scrolls, and it makes a lot more sense now why they're so expensive, because yeah. They are quite ornate.
But, yeah, they all look pretty sweet.
Yeah. Is anyone here going to buy one? Yeah, I mean, that's about what I expected.
Yeah, no.
One of our members, Rune Devros, actually said he was thinking about buying the Kana one, but apparently it's just not going to happen. That's unfortunate. They put up, like, pre-orders and stuff for him, too, so people could go ahead and grab at him right away, because pretty hard to get a hold of one. Anyways, moving on. That's the Facebook stuff done. We did a couple of little changes. Aspie and Pepe and Yarian and a lot of folks and our staff have been working on some stuff for our front end of our website. Pretty snazzy stuff. Link, you want to talk about it for a bit?
Yeah, so in the series info section on the front face of kazumatsuri.org, now the Charlotte and Harmonia sections have been updated, so there's actually information there. You'll be able to get the same stuff you could with the other series info pages, so a brief description, you get screenshots, their PVs, and links to all the topics and relevant stuff, and it's nice. So, good job. Yurian, which ones did you do? I know you did Harmonia. Did you do Charlotte as well?
No, Pepe did Charlotte.
Okay, well, hats off to you guys.
Yeah, they look nice. Good job, y'all.
And so, aside from just that, the other front-end thing that happened is we got the book clubs... we have the book clubs tab up and running. So you can go there and get info on our book clubs that we have had, and you'll find links to the podcasts and the discussions and things that took place for them, and also just general links relevant to the series in question. Right now we just have Planetarian and Air there, but other things will go there in the future, too.
Yeah. Very, very nice little touches. It's people forget that we have a front to our website, but it's very important. Yeah. We get quite a lot of traffic on it, so definitely take a look at that stuff. It's really nice. Really
they're
nice
really well put together.
Yeah.
Not just talking about the one I did, but...
Yeah, they're cool.
But having everything archived is just, it's really handy because it was a bit messy before.
Oh, yeah.
Community Corner!
Yahoo! Alright, good job.
Yahoo!
Alright, so on our community topics this month, we have a few little things to talk about, and by a few I mean a lot, but we're just going to run through them right quick. Our forum and our front page posts and things have been just popping off all over the place. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with myself, because I'm selfish. All of our Angel Beats characters now have discussion topics. Hooray! I've updated the general topic and everything and put all links to everything, and I'm still working on it. There's more changes to come, you guys. Lots of Angel Beats. Lots and lots and lots. The Vision novel's coming out. We're going to have lots of nice topics. Everything's going to be very organized and clean and beautiful, and you're all going to love it. Speaking of other topics regarding that, the Heaven's Door topic that I had made a while back, I went ahead and updated that so people could talk about some more of the chapters if they've read them. So that's always interesting, and I actually went ahead and there was a little discussion going on as to whether or not to make one, because obviously the full visual novel will be coming out very soon, but there's also a trial topic for people to talk about the events of the trial and things like that, as well as, you know, for people later on, whenever they download the trial and check it out, they can go take a look at it. So that's pretty cool. People have been kind of looking at the stuff that's in the trial and trying to piece it together. I know I have. I've been trying to put together a bit of a guide, which has been completely chaotic because the visual novel itself is nuts. That's what's been going on in the realm of Angel Beats. Speaking of the actual trial itself, and being able to look at it later, later being an important part, Yarion, you got something to say in regards to our trial?
Yeah, so despite Aspirity insisting that we are not a fan subgroup, we have decided, some of the members have decided to get together and try to translate this monster.
Yeah.
So it seems that member Takafumi is kind of taking the lead in organizing GitHub's repository and stuff. So,
very good, because Taka's very knowledgeable in this kind of thing. So.
Indeed he is.
Very knowledgeable.
I kind of helped out a little bit in the beginning, but I mean, they talk a lot about all the different files and stuff, and I just kind of let them do that. But yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love seeing the community come together and do this kind of thing.
It's really amazing because, you know, everyone's telling us that there's never going to be a translation for years or whatever, but I don't know. For now, we're just doing the trial, but so no promises.
It's just a test run, and it's going to be really interesting to see where it ends up, but they've got my full support, you know.
Yeah, it seems to be going pretty well.
Yeah. Definitely big thanks to you. There's so many people who are working on it, but definitely Kaze's been doing a very, very good job of going through that, so thank you very much for that.
I think also the shout out to the people who came to the forums and joined up just because they heard about it and were interested and wanted to contribute to the translation.
Absolutely. And definitely make sure that if you do sign up to the forum to partake in these kinds of things, to make sure you give yourself an avatar.
and you know, if you think about sticking around, go over to the introduce yourself thread so we can meet you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Alright, well, speaking of translations, we're gonna move to a little bit more of an official translation. Aizen, what's going on, man?
A few days ago, Ixarek, the translator over at Amaterasu Translations, updated his Rewrite Harvest Festa translation progress, and apparently Shizuru's route is complete.
Woohoo!
Making progress.
So that leaves
blitzing through that thing.
So that leaves only Kagari, Rewrite Quest, and a bunch of other miscellaneous stuff to translate.
Really cool. Yeah, we definitely have that to look forward to. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting to have some more Rewrite stuff.
Shoutouts to Nashes for keeping people up to date, because he's actually part of Amaterasu's QC. Yeah, Amaterasu's QCing.
He's our middleman at Kaza.
Yeah, he's the he's our top man. all right, I guess a little break away from that. There's been some really fun stuff going on with the Kaza Matsuri movie nights. Link, what do you got to say about that one?
Yes, indeed. So a couple weeks ago, to continue with the whole theme of Air and wrapping everything up, we watched the Air movie as part of the community movie night event. And
that went well.
It was interesting.
I was very pleased because I love that movie, and I was like expecting everyone to just hate it, but everyone was kind of like, all right.
That yeah, was very good. I mean, I think that probably having your presence there helped, but even without it, I do think that it was... People say it's way worse than it actually is. It's not that bad. It's really interesting.
I think
you just keep an open mind.
Much too hard about Clannad's movie adaptation. And,
which we're actually watching tomorrow.
Yay!
When this podcast was being recorded, so I hope you were there.
Even though I complained a whole lot during the movie, I didn't think it was all that bad. It did its own thing, and it did it well.
It's actually like a nice little touch. Like, when you watch it, you can complain about so many things, but in the end, you can think about it and be like, that wasn't too bad. Like, it was actually kind of neat. It's nice. That's all I can really say about that.
I gotta say, though, those dramatic stills that they like to throw in, those are really stupid, yes. But they're so cool. They're
so
the best.
There were lots of Yukito avatars on the in the community after watching the movie.
Yes.
So speaking of the Air movie, or Air adaptations in general, there was another viewing that happened. Yarian, would you like to talk about that, please?
Yeah, so... kind of an exception for the Cos movie night, we, in an in-between week, we decided, and in commemoration of the book club ending, we decided to get together and watch the Air anime. So we did that in two nights, and it was good, I guess.
Yeah. I missed out on that one. Did it go good?
Yeah, it went really well. We got plenty of people to show up, and I guess we're also talking about for movie night just to see if we're actually going to be watching series as well. We're working on that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you made it work once, you could probably make it work again.
The test run went pretty well. It went. We had to do 2 days, of course, because that's like 6 hours of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah,
really cool. There's always stuff going on in the Kazumatsuri community. Speaking of other stuff going on in the Kazumatsuri community, I ran a little something. It's kind of part of the commemoration week, but it kind of isn't. You're going to hear it in the anthology, because that's when it's being released. But it's actually something that I just wanted to do in general. And just figured, hey, I'll start it here. I mentioned it in the last, one of the previous podcasts. But the Kazumatsuri Chorus, as has been named, thanks to Yarian for helping me come up with that name, because I was pretty lost on what to name it, has been completed. We started it, and I wasn't expecting a huge turnout, because there was only a week to get your recordings in, because of the anthology, and, you know, not very many people are super confident in just taking a stab at singing, but Talent Matsuri... went and made itself known, and we got like 13 recordings. It was kind of amazing. So I went and edited that all up. A few people here have heard it because they are a part of it. Yarian, Link, thank you. Yeah, we did Farewell Song for Air, and you're going to be hearing that in the anthology, so definitely look forward to it. That was a very fun experience.
If you don't listen to the anthology for anything else, you should definitely listen to it for this, because it went way beyond my expectation.
Yeah,
beyond mine too.
You put in so much work for that. And everyone did, but I mean, you especially, obviously, you did all the editing and mixing and making sure everyone sounds as perfect as possible. And just hats off to you, dude. You did amazing.
It was pretty tough, but I'm very satisfied with how it is currently, so... I'll probably play with it a bit in post, but as of right now, it's pretty cool. Definitely, 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 definitely listen to it, please. I'm very, very, very happy with it. And like I said before, it wouldn't be possible without everyone's contributions. So, like, me just moving audio files around, like, pales in comparison to people having the confidence to come in and sing. Like, that's so cool. Yeah, speaking about having confidence in singing... Lots and lots of musical things going on this month. So to go ahead and move on with confidence in singing being important, and just musical creation in general, because Talent Matsuri is the real deal. Anime in verse is a thing that happened. Yarian, tell me about it.
Yeah, so one of our forum members, RPG Caster, got a little bit of a spotlight for this. He wrote his own song, lyrics and music, and it was inspired by Little Busters, a community favorite, and it's pretty sweet. I just listened to it. It kind of takes his own thoughts from the story as well as the themes of the story itself and puts in a song, and you should
really, really cool. I feel horrible saying it, but I'm always like so anxious, or what's the word? I don't
skeptical.
Know. I'm always skeptical.
Skeptical.
That's the word. I know English. I'm always so skeptical about these kinds of things, and I went and listened to this, and you know, he's a friend of Aspirity, and so I was just like, man, and Aspie freaking loves Little Busters too, and I mean, so do I. So I was just like, well, everyone does. It's like, well, I did go look at this, and I listened to it, and holy crap, like, it was really good. I'm gonna go ahead and say it now that if you do plan on doing it, there are Little Buster spoilers involved, so don't view it unless you're familiar with the Little Buster's story. But if you are familiar, you absolutely have got to watch it. It was like, I was like about to cry like watching it. It was so good.
He's planning on doing more too.
Yeah, very cool, unique project idea, and just really well written, really, really well sung too. Like, just, it was really good. Definitely go look at
that. Yeah, that's something always. The skepticism again when someone says, I'm gonna sing this. It's like, okay, good luck.
Wait, when you say doing this,
he's gonna sing and write it, and it's still just like really good.
It was very good.
So, when you say he's gonna do more, do you know if he's gonna do more Little Busters or Key in general, or what the deal with that is?
I think it's more general. Like, it's
he
not
didn't
just
say, he just kind of said, I plan to do more. Look forward to them in the future. So it's called Anime in Verse, so I assume it's just gonna be from any anime.
Speaking of anime, Animens, legendary anime pianist.
We're just full of segues today.
I'm on it. Now, this time, unlike in the past, my segue is on point. I'm on point with this segue. Animens.
All right.
The notorious anime pianist and one of my personal inspirations for starting playing released his key piano melody, which he has been working on for 5 years, it seems, and it's a combination of Torino Uta Last Regrets and Tokio Kizumau Uta. And it's amazing. It's definitely very Animens. It sounds a lot like his other works, but that's not a bad thing because he's amazing. He's super talented. What do you guys think about it, since I know some of you listened to it?
I cried.
I did. I agree. Animens blows.
It's so good.
He hasn't done anything bad ever. It's just like,
you're gonna go ahead and release this thing that has songs from my like favorite stuff, and then also just so happened to put my favorite song from the stuffs in it as well. Like, like I was just done. Oh, it was amazing.
If you haven't listened,
so beautiful.
Animens' other stuff, like he's done a lot of key stuff, some other really good.
Yes.
And stuff. You should listen to all of his stuff.
Yes, you should.
Yeah,
it's so inspirational.
Good.
Absolutely wonderful player. Definitely go check his stuff out.
And
thank you, Animen, so much for working so hard on that piece, because it's so gorgeous.
And so, on the topic of Animen's being inspiring in the piano respect, I did a cover of Gentle Jaina.
The Gentle Jaina Corner!
Punch, punch, punch.
So, I grabbed my professional recording equipment, my phone, and I set it on my piano, and I recorded myself playing Gentle Jaina, which had some of my own personal flair to
yeah,
it. So
that was cool. It was a really the send-off was beautiful. Like, really good job, dude.
It was.
I really enjoyed
thank
that.
Thank you.
It was pretty good.
It was really sweet.
It's slower than some of the other covers that I've, some of the other piano covers I've heard, but it's pretty. It's still pretty good.
That's in part for effects and in part because I'm bad.
I would just go ahead and cut out
the
I'm bad
and
say, oh, I did it on purpose.
But I'm learning. One interesting thing is that I do take piano lessons, and there's like a mandatory big piano recital thing, and Gentle Jaina was one of the pieces I picked. And
yeah,
so, I played that. And,
I wanted to see a recording of it so bad.
No, you don't want to. It was worse. I played it mostly flawlessly, but I messed up a little bit at the end. Also, it was a lot shorter. It didn't have, like, my own personal ending. I just kind of did it
good on
shortened
you.
So that I was less likely to mess up. It was very nerve-wracking.
It inspired me even more. Like, I say Enemans is inspirational, of course, but just all musicians who just kind of work on their own and stuff. It's just like, I love it.
Well, thank you, Biz. You're very touching. And you know what else has touched my heart? Suika Shoujo's Gentle Jaina cover.
Which just
with her own...
out, like, on the same day.
Yeah, which she randomly happened to put out an hour after I put out my piano cover. There's
and
nothing
not
going
just,
on with Planetarian right now. It's just coincidence.
It's not your typical Gentle Jaina cover, though. That's
yeah.
No, it's a very special cover because Suika Shoujo
has... a singer.
She is a singer, and she's a very talented singer, and she has added her own English lyrics to it. And it's basically an interpretation.
Yeah.
And they're very...
from Umemi's point of view.
They're
very good, too.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
It kind of reminds me of some other songs that I've heard. I can't remember them off the top of my head, but it's
she's
pretty...
Suika's been sharing a lot of her, key vocal covers, as well as, her other covers on her Twitter account and stuff, and she has improved a substantial amount, and she is amazing. Like, excellent job.
Like,
she's like the centerpiece of the Kazumatsuri chorus. Like,
this is
so
she
good.
Is Leah.
This is probably like her best cover so far. I mean, Gentle Jaina. Ever since I finished Planetarian, I've been listening to Gentle Jaina over and over again. But this was amazing. Like,
yeah, it was gorgeous.
And super creative too. It's not something you would really like think
that's
of doing,
hard.
I guess.
Like when I think about it, as I saw some other people saying the same thing, it's like I couldn't think of any possible way to like apply vocals to that track, but she just did it. Like, it's wow, like so cool. Why is Kazumatsuri so talented?
This,
why is
this
it all
is just
music?
The talent month, dude. Every month
I love
is the talent
all of you.
Month at Kazumatsuri.
Yes.
.org.
Yeah, really cool stuff. But I guess that's kind of wraps everything up for our month, man. Just so much has gone into so many things, and like it's not just about news, you know, it's about community and stuff, and that's hopefully what we were able to showcase here in our community corner. Well, go ahead and wrap things up and wind things down. This has been your monthly Terra for the month of May. Thank you for joining us. Sorry for my hosting. I think I did okay enough. But, sorry that Aspie couldn't be here. Thank you all for joining me, gentlemen. David.
So, why don't you come to the planetarium?
Link.
Biz, your hosting was fantastic. Don't sell yourself short. You're 1,000 times better than Aspire.
Yarian.
Air's a weird one.
And that's it. See you all next month. Peace.
Bye.
Yup.
Sorry, Biz. I'm going to let you finish, but the Aspiety train is here to come and deliver some special announcements at the very end. Ooh, no one was expecting that. I want to say this podcast was recorded quite a while ago, like I think at least a week now. We've just been very busy on, like, short on hands to edit this, so it's been a while, but sorry about that. Since it was so long ago, the Air Book Club anthology has already been published, and you can go check that out, and it's amazing. Like, holy crap, just check out the chorus. I even gave that its own video because it's so amazing, but oh my god, there's so much talent has gone into this book club that makes me so thankful for everything that's happened so far. It's just, oh, you guys are amazing. And so that's basically what the anthology is. It's just kind of a way of me giving back to you guys and saying, like, look at all this amazing stuff you've done, you know, let's celebrate this and show the world. Just because I really want people to try and share this video around, because it really shows what the Kazumatsuri.org community is capable of, and it's just so cool. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. I mean, like, everyone's left their heartfelt messages of what Air means to them, and mine was kind of crappy because I had a cold and I was reading off a script, to be honest, but the others are all amazing, and you, like, Biz has almost made me cry, and they were all amazing, but yeah, give it a watch. I've gushed enough about that video. The other thing was, the Clannad Book Club has been announced, and it's going to be launching along with the Steam release of Clannad by Sekai Project. So what you can be looking forward to there is we're going to be doing, like, spending a week on each route, maybe 2 weeks for some of the longer ones, and we'll do a podcast. We're going to try and keep them to an hour this time because we want to kind of like streamline the process a bit more. We're also going to have a maximum of 4 people on each podcast, kind of keep that in line. I don't have a whole lot to say about that just yet because it's still a few months off, but it's happening, so please look forward to it when we have, like, more to announce. But in the meantime, I have something a bit more special, something a bit more relevant right now, more recent, is the Charlotte Anime Book Club, I've called it. You may have heard me call it the anime podcast because I didn't want to call it a book club, but I thought, let's just, like, avoid confusion and get a little bit more, like, consistency between these things. So it's not going to be exactly the same as the other book clubs, but it's a book club, whatever. We're going to call it a book club. So what we're going to do is, at the end of each week, when a new episode of the Charlotte Anime airs, we're going to get a group of 4 people together to talk about it. It'll be, mostly our main central cast, but we might have some guests on too. So once again, it's going to be like a cast of 4. You'll probably see a lot of the same faces, like me and Biz and Pepe, I think. There's like a few faces in there that you're probably going to be seeing in most episodes, but we do want to get more faces in, and like people who just maybe want to talk for one episode, like as a guest. So we're going to be holding another round of interviews because I know how much you guys love speaking in interviews. I don't know, we just feel like it's a good way to, like, gauge how good people are at public speaking and, like, that kind of setting by, like, just getting people in a Skype call and just having a chat. You know, it's not really a formal interview. We still ask you questions, but it's very much more of just a getting to know you sort of thing. Basically, if we already know you, if you've been on a podcast before, then don't worry about attending a new interview. If you haven't been on a podcast before and haven't been interviewed, then you're definitely going to want to, like, apply for the interviews there. I mean, even if you have done an interview, maybe just join in anyway, because the more people we have, like, the less, like, pressure it is on these small group of people to, like, talk. Like, it's nice. It's nicer like that. So, we'll be looking for people to jump in if they feel like it. But, yeah, so if you haven't been interviewed and you want to, like, you want to get involved, like, jump in, because this is your opportunity to show us what you have to offer and maybe get a place on the book club, you know, on the Monthly Terror even. Like, this round of interviews won't just be for the Charlotte Book Club, it'll be for the Charlotte Book Club, the Clannad Book Club, and also the Monthly Terror. So if you're interested in any of those, please consider applying for an interview. That said, if you've already been interviewed and we already know you and you want to be a part of the podcast, raise your hand. Like, just basically, you can just post in the topic. You can message me personally, because I'm all around. You can just send me a message, like, hey, Aspie, can I be on the podcast? And I'm like, you know, I'll get back to you. Like, I will be honest, we're going to be a little bit, like, more strict with our, like, who we load on the podcast from now on. Like, with the monthly terror, probably gonna, you know, kind of, we're developing a new pool for the monthly terror of, like, people that we want to be on it. So we're raising the standard that we want to make sure the future monthly terrors are a lot more like, we're trying to increase the quality, like, I don't know, more energy, more enthusiasm, more passion, you know, maybe reading a bit faster for some people. Just, yeah, we're raising the standards, and like, that might mean we have to like let some people off, but you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. Not everyone is fit for the podcasting setting. But, you know, don't let that discourage you. We're looking for people who are enthusiastic, know what they're talking about, you know, can talk about this kind of thing for a long time. Like, the Monthly Terror has kind of a different skill set than the book clubs, because the book clubs are all about analysis, and the Monthly Terrors are more about just being able to talk about the news, whether you care about it or not, and make it sound interesting and you know what you're talking about, you know what I mean? So, if any of that interests you, please consider applying for the interviews, because we need to get this done quickly, because the Charlotte anime is airing in like a few weeks. I think it might be a month now, and we need to get this sorted, because we're going to be doing a lot of podcasts. There's going to be one for every episode, so it's going to get crazy, and we need to be ready for it. So I've taken up enough of your time at the end here rambling, but yeah, so we're just entering Charlotte mode now. I'm going to, when this video is up, I'll hopefully have changed all the banners and stuff of the site to reflect the new theme for the next couple of months. So I hope you appreciate that. One more thing. We also have a new IRC channel we've just opened up to the public. Many of you will already be familiar with the Skype chat, and I just want to make clear that this isn't replacing the Skype chat. The Skype chat is intended for users of our forum who have achieved the member rank, as kind of a reward thing, and we kind of consider the Skype chat like our inner circle of people who like know each other and are all friendly with each other. What the IRC aims to do, on the other hand, is create more of a public space, like where the Kazumatsu.org community meets the general public, because anybody can join in. You don't even have to be a member of the forum, I've said. Of course, we love people to become active on our forum, but anybody can join the IRC. And so it's like kind of a more public space. And what I'm really hoping is that some of the more involved members of the community will take the time to visit both the Skype and the IRC, so they can represent the Kazumatsu community on both of these different faces. But it's cool, because I know a lot of people have been asking for IRC for so long, for various reasons. Maybe they don't like Skype. Maybe they can't use Skype for some reason, like it doesn't work with all machines. And those people are much more comfortable using IRC to chat with people. So personally, I'm really excited. Like, I'm hoping we can get like a bot set up there soon to like have fun and like keep chat logs and stuff. But yeah, just definitely drop on by. Like, there's a button at the top of the front page where you can access the IRC chat. Just click on that and they'll open up to a, like a web client. If it doesn't connect immediately, just retry. It's a little bit like picky, I guess. Temperamental's the word. But if you're a more regular user, we definitely recommend installing your own IRC client on your machine and accessing it through that way. You can catch us on the irc.sinirc.net server, and our channel name is hashtag Kazumatsuri, not Kazumatsuri.org. Yeah, kind of like hinting a little bit of rebranding there to come. It's a gradual process from Kazumatsuri.org to Kazumatsuri. Please understand. And I guess that's about everything from me for now. Thank you for hearing me out, and I hope you enjoyed this month's Monthly Terror, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one. Catch you later, guys. Peace out.